Well, hello and welcome to Side B. And appropriately enough, we're going to play a song from a compilation called ABC Sides from a band that we're both very keen on, the band Christian Fitness. And this is a song that I picked up on a Bandcamp Friday on a little EP. And it's quite an old song, although I picked it up maybe a month or so ago. First released in 2015. Actually, the very first Christian Fitness song that Folkus wrote, this is A Terrible Shame.
It's a terrible shame that God gave you the hair. A terrible shame, a terrible shame. It's a terrible shame that God gave you the hair, because there are really nice people with bad hair out there. It confirms what we know about life being fair. Confirms what we know, unless we don't care. It's a terrible shame that God gave you the hair. He has a wicked sense of humor when he's not killing children. Shattering blow that your children are not ashamed of your name, ashamed of your name. It's a shattering blow that your children are not ashamed of the association with dead-eyed stupidity. It confirms what we know about power and wealth. It flows to a few and sticks to itself. It's a shattering blow that your children are not anything more than commas on the stem. Shame that you're somebody's hero, you're somebody's hero in spite of yourself. The personal charm of a rat infestation without the sweet candor of death. It's a terrible shame that you're somebody's hero, you're somebody's hero in spite of yourself. The personal charm of a rat infestation without the sweet candor of death. Thank you.
was Farewell to Cheyenne by Le Grand Miracle, which is Spanish for The Big Wednesday. And that is a sort of reggae surf guitar cover of an Ennio Morricone theme from the film Once Upon a Time in the West, or Erase Una Vez en Western, which is a released as a 7-inch single with the famous song from Once Upon a Time in America, El Hombre de la Melodica, the man with the harmonica, which is the famous... is that one. So it's a 7-inch single with both those two on it. It's on El Paso Records. I've played some sort of reggae surf guitar spaghetti western. It's like, it's right in my wheelhouse, that, isn't it? Ticking all my boxes. El Paso Records, so you can find them at El Paso One, that's number one, the number one, .bandcamp.com.
Fantastic, that was really cool. I really like that very much. And I just want to go back to the song we played before that, which was A Terrible Shame by Christian Fitness, because I want to share some of the information that he's put on Bandcamp about this. So as I said, that was a song that was first made available in 2015. And at that point, it was free. It's now on a little digital EP called ABC Sides, which you can pay for. But this is what he says about it. He says, "This is the first song I wrote and recorded for the Christian Fitness thing after buying my shiny new 90 quid interface last January. It's about that massive cock robin, Donald Trump, who is the only man on earth who makes me think that international jihadists have a point. Have it for nothing, or alternatively pay me a little money." Well, you have to pay now, and so you should. "And I will specifically use it for buying wine. That's good to know. I'll add the lyrics, 'If Newcastle beat Manchester United this afternoon,' which means that I won't be adding the lyrics." And indeed he hasn't.
Yes.
He also finally says, "Thanks to Ryan, who inspired this by reminding me of the song, as one may recall, a buried pet."
Okay, and now I think it's time for me to go lucky dipping in your record shelves, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to choose number 14, shelf number 14 today.
Okay.
And that's in honour of... are you going to get up and walk over there?
Well, I won't, because I need to know what number you want.
Okay, 55. I like the 55th record from shelf number 14. I'm choosing 14 today because that is the shirt number of Stefan Johansson, a Norwegian international... former Norwegian international. He's just announced a few days ago that he's retiring from international football at the age of 30. But he's got 55 caps for Norway, and he's currently on loan at QPR from his parent club, Fulham, and he's doing really well. Classy player. He's got a lot of talent. He can't get in the Fulham team, so hopefully Fulham will stay up, and that means that they might not want him back. If they're in the Championship next season, they might want him back. But if they stay in the Premier League, maybe they can give him to QPR for nothing. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Go on, Fulham. You know you want to. We're only down the road. You've always liked us. Give him to him for nothing. That would be nice. Anyway, yeah, kick us back.
Right. Yeah. Okay, then. Right. You picked out a classic.
Good.
11 songs.
11 songs. Right, well, yeah. I'm going to have, in honour of the two goals that Stefan Johansson has scored for QPR, I'm going to have song number two, please.
Song number two. Okay, where you've picked out Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is song number two. It's Back in the USA.
Back in the USA by Chuck Berry, as done by the Modern Lovers. One, two, three. Oh, well, I feel real good today. See, we just touched ground on an international runway. Jet propelled back home to the USA. New York, Los Angeles, you know that I yearn for you.
Oh, yeah.
And Detroit, Chicago, Chattanooga, Baton Rouge. Oh, not to mention Vietnam in Boston, Massachusetts. I'll tell you something, now did I miss the skyscrapers and the long freeways? From the coast of California to the shores of the Delaware Bay. Oh yes I did, until I got back in the USA. Rock a while, let's go! we're called a cafe. Where hamburgers sizzle on an open griddle night at day. I wanna see a jukebox jump with records in the USA. Let's talk about it. You see, I'm so glad I was brought up in the USA. Oh yeah. Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. It's true, what you want, got it right back in the USA. My turn, look out. A drive in any little corner cafe. I wanna hear hamburger sizzle on an open griddle. Night and day. I wanna see a jukebox jump with records in the USA. Let's go. Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Oh yeah. Well, I'm so glad I was brought up in the USA. I am. Cause what you want, what you want, it's here in the USA.
So there we have Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers from the 1976 album Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with a excellent version of Chuck Berry's Back in the USA. And I think that that is a nice counterbalance to our friend Christian Fitness's
yes,
song.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, he's very glad to be living in the USA. Yeah. We reminded me of a podcast a while ago where we did a feature. I can't remember if you ever had a name for the feature, but it was a thing where if there was a band who one of us had never heard, who we thought we should have heard, then we went off and did some homework for a week. And I one of the ones I did was the Modern Lovers, and I listened to the Modern Lovers album and had to choose a song from it. That was in 2016 on podcast number 58. So if you want to listen to that, go back and listen to that. And talking of interesting occasional features. Musician dreams. Dreams about musicians. So we've had some correspondence from one Tom Williams, who writes of a killer night with Richard Ashcroft. Somewhere between Christmas Day and New Year's Eve, I was enjoying a night on the couch watching TV. Michael Palin, travelling through Asia. And I was enjoying some red wine and blue cheese, celebrating the end of 2020. I went to bed and my night was filled with vivid dreams, likely to have been influenced by the wine and cheese. One of my dreams involved the musician Richard Ashcroft. Richard and I were transplanted to Tibet, and I was wearing highly practical mountaineering attire. Richard, however, was wearing black jeans, a denim jacket, and pointy shoes, although he was wearing oversized sunglasses, which was practical, given the intense sunlight. Without any explanation, dreams are like that, Richard and I started casually walking through various burial grounds and proceeded to exhume many, many corpses and set them alight. I can't recall Richard and I speaking to each other. We seemed to have an understanding about each other's role. I was doing the digging, he was doing the lighting. So we'd go about our work and then move on to the next one. It was one of those dreams that when I woke up, I had to check two or three times that I was actually awake, and it was all a horrid dream. Tenderly, tenderly, tenderly. We played that following on from Burning Corpses with Richard Ashcroft.
And there's a BBC Two travel documentary that needs to be made.
Indeed, yes. So rather than playing The Verve, we thought we'd play...
Because they're a bit shit, aren't they, The Verve?
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but rather than playing The Verve, we thought we'd play something from Verve record label. And, you know, famously, The Verve were originally called Verve as a band, and then they had to change their name to The Verve because Verve record label said, no, you can't be putting out records with Verve written on it. People will think it's, you know, old school jazz.
Did they say no, like the beginning of
yes,
the podcast?
Yes, so probably, yeah. There's a series of albums that came out in the early 2000s called Verve Remixed, where they took old jazz songs from the, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s and were remixed by modern producers. I've got a few of those albums and they're really good. And my favourite one is Verve Remixed Volume 4, which is where that song came from. That song is originally by Anita O'Day. It's called Tenderly, and that is a remix by a guy called Mocky, M-O-C-K-Y. There's also remixes on those series of albums by people like Tricky and Antiballas and the Cinematic Orchestra and all kinds of really good people. Personally, what I think works better, a lot of the remixes are sort of done for the dance floor, but what I like about those albums is when it takes a rather unusual song and remixes it in a rather unusual way, like that one does. It's not trying to create a, you know, a dance floor banger. The song Tenderly, probably more famous. I'm not really sure who Anita O'Day is. She's not a singer I'm particularly familiar with, but Sarah Vaughan did the famous version of that song Tenderly, and I'm a big fan of that as well. It was originally written by two guys, Walter Gross and Jack Lawrence, and the internet tells me that Jack Lawrence, as well as writing the lyrics for that, he also wrote the English translation lyrics for La Mer, which became Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin. And also, on a nautical theme, he wrote the lyrics for Never Smile at a Crocodile from the Disney film Peter Pan.
Yeah,
so, you know, versatile fella.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Great. Right, well, we're about to play out, aren't we? We're going to play one more song and then we're going to go away.
Yeah.
So we should say goodbye. So goodbye.
Goodbye.
Forever.
Don't go yet, though.
Okay, so we're going to play a song from the Guided by Voices 4-CD collection Suitcase, the first one, which is Suitcase, the Failed Experiments and Trashed Aircraft. 100 songs on there, all of them worth having. Subsequent to that, there have been actually another three, so we've had four suitcases in total, and there is talk that there'll be a fifth on the way, so that is very exciting news. But nevertheless, we're going to go back to this first one, came out in 2000. Load of old songs on it, and this one actually comes from 1987, and it features Robert Pollard on guitar and vocals. And it may well be my favourite from this first box, although that tends to change every time I listen to it. But this is brilliant. This is the King of Cincinnati, as he was styling himself at this point. And this is the song I'm Cold.
Because it's so much warmer in there from my decrepit skin. broken down. Animal person, carnival clown. The only thing that hurts is knowing it gets worse as it goes. I work every day till I'm tired, emotionally uninspired, and some think I'll maybe get fired. But what else is new? You do what you do because you're told to, something on which I'm really not yet quite sold. But it must just be a problem with me, 'cause I'm cold.